Out here, trust isn't optional. It's essential. That's why crew around the world rely on Aspetin Insurance Advisors. Built by former yacht crew, we know the risks, and we know how to protect you. Medical emergencies, mental health, active lifestyles. We've got you covered 24/7. Discreet support, personal service, global reach. Aspetin Insurance Advisors, designed for life at sea. Visit aspetin.com today.
Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So today from the Monaco Yacht Show, as you can see, and we started kicking off the self-care program in the morning. So I'm teaching at 6:30 and 9 a.m. in the morning, tomorrow morning for the rest of the show. So please join us. It's going to be Tai Chi, Qigong and Kung Fu with some functional movement and yoga and meditation. So I'm going to squeeze in 90 minutes everything I've learned in the last 27 years. So today I'd like to speak to you about moderation and balance. In the last 48 hours, we had a specific energy portal that opened up where it was really important for us to not complain and to stay positive. And also, you have maybe noticed that you have been challenged with situations that were not easy to deal with. If this is the case, do not react directly. Pause, reflect, and figure out what speech or what words you can choose. Understanding the words that we say to ourselves and exactly the words we are speaking out are key for our manifestation. So if you really want to manifest your life, it is really important to keep your speech clean, to keep your thoughts clean, and to be able to, yeah, believe it or not, get out of negativity. In the moments where before you reach a certain level of abundance, the universe, God, creator, spirits, whatever you want to call it, is going to test you so much. And it's going to push your buttons. And if you're going to not be able to change and be able to actually respond rather than react, then most likely you will repeat the cycle again. And especially in the last 48 hours, what happens now is pretty much judgment day for what's going to happen in the next 365 days. So you can determine how your next year will be. And understanding why you're there where you are at the moment is pretty much a result of your choices you have done in the past year and in your past. And if you understand that self-accountability and responsibility is key, it's the same thing. If I show up at the Shaolin Temple, I train 8 hours a day. There's a reason why I do that and why I train or why I meditate. And even if I don't feel like it, I will get up at 5 a.m. and I meditate. There's a certain self-discipline that we need. And it's funny enough, I spoke to some crew today and they said, oh, this is really early at 6:30. I'm like, Paul, you guys are actually used to getting up anyways early. And then there were some crew who told me, well, it depends how much I drink then tonight. And I said, well, yeah, if you don't want to suffer, it's better if you don't drink tonight. And it is this; these are the choices we make in our life. And I remember very well when I was playing hard, working hard, I used to drink until 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, and I used to get up and do the show. I cannot do this anymore. And I would not want to do that because I make a deliberate choice that I take care of my vessel, of my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual body. So this is really our own choice and responsibility and accountability. So for those of you who are at the end of the season, check out my self-care course where I speak all about these influences, immune system, nervous system, what alcohol is actually, what kind of impact it has on your body, drugs, energy, and how you can take care of yourself and protect yourself, especially in a very confined space like on board of a yacht. So please check it out. It's www.geraldinehardy.com. So we're here now at your show. and it's the first day. So let's see how this goes. For those of you who want to have any questions on the courses that I teach, especially at 6:30 and 9 a.m. in the morning, just direct message me or message Rhea and she will forward me the message. So I wish you a lovely week. And yeah, keep your speech correct, keep it clean, keep your thoughts clean. And knowing that anything that you do think can turn into words, words can turn to action. Namaha, namaste.